to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama, I'm saying it's Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. A couple more texts and I'll jump on to my topics. Brian from Huntsville says, Bud Light getting Peyton Manning as a spokesman almost makes it palatable again. Interesting. I did not realize Peyton Manning was going to be a spokesman for Bud Light.
I don't think I knew that either.
That's props. Props. I like Peyton Manning. Certainly a outstanding athlete, but I like Peyton Manning as the guy. Ronnie from Danville says, can we change presidents if we're at war? Yes. There. By the way, we're not at war.
And I don't think we're going to be.
And I don't think we're going to be. I think that Russia knows better. But yes, I mean, you look back at it. I think that Abraham Lincoln had to run for re-election even during the Civil War. I think you could look at changeovers of, was it LBJ? Yeah, we were in Vietnam.
And we had elections during World War II as well.
That's exactly right. So, you could absolutely change presidents if we're at war. Now, if there is some type of a national emergency that requires a declaration of martial law or whatever else, yada, yada, but don't go down that conspiracy theory road because I don't think we're going to get there. And by the way, it would take a lot for that to be a thing within the next 60 days. However, we're watching what happens in Ukraine right now, which I know is why you're asking this question, but we are not at war in Ukraine. Remember that. Let's jump on into the first dipper. I'm going to talk about some manly man stuff because, oh, by the way, like I said, today is International Men's Day. The left hates manhood. I'm just going to say it. Why is that? Is it because they just like don't want anything to be normal? What is the reason why the left is so averse to the idea of traditional manhood? Because you know they are. Listen, you can get teary-eyed at an AT&T commercial. I understand. You know the ones where the guy comes home from overseas and surprises his family for Christmas? Gets me every time. Just saying. But listen, real men don't walk around going, I'd like to talk to you about my feelings. Real men can talk about feelings and be honest about feelings, but real men don't look for opportunities to have whole days dedicated to the idea of them coming in closer touch with their feelings. That's not the way we talk, generally speaking, just saying. Now, some of y'all out there may be going, Phil, of course it is. I challenge you to tell me why that would be the case. But I've got a piece here, believe it or not, International Men's Day. This is the second time this week I have gone to the Times of India as a resource. Phil, you went to the Times of India? I did. Times of India, Dateline, yesterday. Every year on International Men's Day, we celebrate to recognize and honor the significant contributions of men to society, families, and communities. Okay, good start. I think we're heading the right direction. That's about as far as it got before it started going downhill. The day focuses on bringing attention to the health, well-being, and positive role models among men, okay, while promoting conversations around gender equality. No, let me stop you right there. There is not a man out there who is looking for a day set aside just for manhood who says, please, can I have a holiday, a day of recognition where we can talk about gender equality? There's none. I see your left-wing bait and switch. Yes, all you guys out there that thought we were getting a steak or you thought we were going to get, you know, like a free beer with dinner, something. You're going to eat spicy chili? You know, none of it. Get a day off from mowing grass? I'm sorry. It's not happening. What they really want is a day recognized internationally where men will pause and promote conversations around gender equality. No. I'm like, you're all in on this, aren't you?
Not really.
You're staying quiet.
Not really. I'm not very. And another aspect of it too is it drives me nuts when people say, you know, men deserve flowers too, like physical flowers. Actually,
so men don't want flowers.
I don't want flowers.
Now I did. I did see, by the way, I did see what they call jerky flowers. It was beef jerky made into a flower arrangement, and it said, give the gift of meat.
I like that flower. I'll take beef jerky flowers.
I'll take it all day long. So this article continues. Are you ready? Go ahead and brace yourselves. Apparently, some guy named Dr. Jerome Tiluxing from Trinidad. Why does that feel very random? It just does.
From Trinidad. That's pretty random.
I don't know that I've ever heard of an expert from Trinidad being quoted in a Times of India article about International Men's Day. I've never heard of this before. But anyway, it's an opportunity to appreciate the men in our lives. Yes, okay. We should challenge men to face such things as mental health struggles and high rates of suicide. And this is getting depressing. So we're going to have a day where we talk about all the things that are downers. But I get it. That's important stuff. You know, you look out for your buddy. You watch your buddy's back. You call and check on each other. Okay, that's good. Men got to be there. Lock arms with each other. As, you know, iron sharpens iron, so one man can sharpen another. I'm good with that. Yeah, it goes far afield when it says, the day was also envisioned to focus on things like the impacts of toxic masculinity. No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. Things like nurturing, positive. Real men don't say nurturing, by the way. Who wrote this? Is it did a female write this, or did Dylan Mulvaney write this? Whose idea was this, by the way? Whose idea was it to have a holiday where we focus on conversations around gender equality and toxic masculinity and the nurturing of positive role models?
Now.
And calling it Men's Day.
The real question is, what do they say the meaning of International Women's Day is? Is it for toxic femininity, or, you know, to have conversations about gender inequality?
You're going to have to go all straight up to things like, can we have feminine hygiene products in the men's room? It's where you're headed, dude. Yeah. You know that. It's just going to happen. By the way, the theme for this year's International Men's Day is Men's Health Champions. This is where we break out into a rendition of We Are the Champions. Four focuses. I can live with these. Take action on your health. Look out for your mates, which I had to look close. Is that like British talking about your friends, or is that like your spouse? But it's apparently...
It's probably, you know, I think it's Australia that says mates.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Creating a healthier future, I guess, looking forward. Building healthy communities, okay. Celebrating men's contributions, right. Improving gender relations, okay. And then you start looking at, I've got a whole article here on thoughtful gifts. Oh, yeah. It gets really weird when I get into the thoughtful gifts. How much time have I got? Do I have time for the thoughtful gifts?
You got nothing but time.
I almost feel like I want a shower when I get done with this. Well, I could get a shower after I use my luxury skincare products that are recommended for men on International Men's Day. Oh, Dateline yesterday, International Men's Day, thoughtful gifts from men to make them feel special. That's the headline. A wide array of affordable products that are perfect for celebrating at home. From cozy loungewear to grooming kits. Okay. There's something for everyone without stretching your budget. Why do I feel like we just stepped over into those infomercials you see every year around around Christmas and Valentine's, where you give the gift of the giant teddy bear with the heart-shaped pajamas? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know those ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Except it's for men. So now we get a giant teddy bear and, you know, heart-imprinted silk pajamas for men, because what we really wanted, you know it's true.
Golly.
Is cozy loungewear and grooming kits.
It's like Christmas came early.
It's International Men's Day. International Men's Day, it says, just brace yourselves. Oh, God. Is International Men's Day is an opportunity to stop and savor. Men don't say savor. We don't say nurture, and we don't say savor.
Yeah.
Unless it involves like a fine wine.
Or a steak.
We might savor it, or a steak. Mm-hmm. We might, yes. International Men's Day is an opportunity to stop and savor the contribution, strength, and individuality of men. A well-thought-out gift is more than a gesture. It informs them that they are important and loved. This is feeling really gross right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't really want to...
Yeah.
No, I need a bath.
Hang on. You ready? It gets better. Men equally deserve to be pampered.
Ugh.
Okay, men don't say nurture. We don't say savor. And we don't ever ask to be pampered. And thoughtful gifts can uplift their spirits, be it a warm hoodie for chilly evenings or luxury skincare. Showing care in the little things can make their days all the more special. Did you? I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
Oh, nothing on that list, please.
I'm getting, I'm getting you cozy loungewear and a grooming kit. And I've been meaning to talk to you about the grooming kit, man. I'm just saying.
The grooming kit. The
grooming. What is a grooming kit? What comes in a grooming kit?
I don't know. I mean, I hope it's just like one of those like shave, like the electric shaver, you know, whatever. I mean, that's okay, but I don't know if I would classify that as a grooming kit.
Grooming kit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All things grooming.
Yes. Yeah. It's a kit. If you need something for grooming, it's in your kit. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. So the bottom line is all men want a warm hoodie, cozy loungewear, grooming kits, an opportunity to focus on their toxic masculinity, to nurture their relationships, to savor the moments of life. And, oh, by the way, what's the other one that I said that we don't say? And be pampered.
Yeah, pampered.
I'm going to get back from this break after I'm going to go take a quick shower and then get back from the break. International Men's Day. Let's talk about some other things that are like more real, please, like real man stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, in a very manly studio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. Going to the phones real quick. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Well, is your topic desensitizing males?
Desensitizing? What are you saying?
Well, you try to, I mean, what, they left want to wussify a man? Hey, listen, left, get this straight, okay? And the right, or anybody in general. Hey, on Sundays, I go to Publix, excuse me, I'll mess a breaded, real high cholesterol chicken wings, probably a case of beer, and my son comes over, and we crush the wings, we watch the Lions, and we chest pump, and I tell you what, my chest is hurting because we're scoring a lot of points.
That sounds like a good international men's
I'm
day right
I'm a man's
there.
Man. Hey, Phil, dude.
No.
I don't, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you. You don't boo boo. You do what you do, boo boo. If this is what you want to do, the other people that want to desensitize me, fine. But you know what? I'm definitely a man. I have responsibilities as a husband and a father. I take them very seriously.
Yep.
And then I have fun with my friends and my family. And I watch freaking football, drink beer, and eat high cholesterol chicken wings.
There you go. I like it. You have spoken.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. See you.
God bless America.
See
you. See you later, brother.
See you, man. Wolverine Dan, one of a kind. We got a bunch of text messages. Let me catch up on a few of those before we hit the top of the hour break. Lee from Huntsville says it was Yingling. Yingling beer was the big winner in the Bud Light fiasco. It's the oldest operating brewing company in the U.S. Okay, Yingling. All right, good deal. Ken from Harvest says, so is YMCA from the Village People the theme song for International Men's Day? It might be. I still can't figure out why that was the Trump dance song, but there it is. It's absolutely not the most manly song in the world. Big Al from Harvest says, for National Men's Day, I don't want to be asked about my pronouns. I want to tell you what my verbs are, like turning wrenches, hand tools, and fast cars. Those are my verbs. Digging it. Thank you, Big Al. Ken from Rimlap says, International Men's Day? Is this for men, people who consider themselves men, men born as men? We should put strict guidelines on this day. Yes, we should. Only real men are allowed to be celebrated on International Men's Day. There, I have spoken. The decree has been issued. Let it be so.
How controversial.
Just my way. This is how I roll, dude. Mark from Red Bay says, okay. Mark from Red Bay says, I think JP could use some hair care products. JP.
It's a good one.
JP, if you, JP's an MMA fighter. You want to take him on, Mark from Red Bay? I'm just saying. John from Huntsville says, I'm surprised that article you quoted about International Men's Day cited an alleged expert from Trinidad without providing equal time from an expert from Trinimom. John S.
I had to validate his dad joke, but that was pretty good.
That was actually pretty good. And he came up with it, boom, just like that.
Yeah.
Brian from Huntsville checks back in. He says, I want this for International Men's Day. And it has, a laser-engraved Trump-handled Glock. Was that a Glock? Was that a 19? Mm-hmm. Anyway, nice. Nice. Let me get a couple more things here. I might even finish up this segment before we get to the top of the hour. How much time I got?
You got about 3 minutes.
Outstanding. So, you know, the things we're looking at right now in life surrounding us, it's unbelievable what the left is trying to do. Like, for instance, there's actually a dude right now who believes he's a chick who is serving in Congress. Okay. And we have a big brouhaha going on up in D.C. right now, where Representative Nancy Mace, I told you about it yesterday, she's been the victim of sexual violence, and she has issued the decree that she is not going to stand for a dude being in the women's room, not going to do it. So now we have Tim McBride, who goes by the name Sarah, a biological man who's being lauded by Democrats and all their allies as the first openly transgender member of the House, taking office in the next few months. And Speaker Johnson came out yesterday and he said, let's be clear. A man is a man, a woman is a woman, a man cannot become a woman, and we're not going to have men in the women's room. So the Speaker of the House actually, if you don't know, controls the security of the property. And it's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. But real men don't use the women's restroom. Thank you very much. And I've got a list here, which is, we could probably spend all day deciding whether the list was comprehensive enough, and I don't think it is. It was six manly movies for men who need a reminder. Came out just a few weeks ago on Daily Wire. I don't know what made them think to do this. But so some of the ones in here, I would say yes. And some I think, Like for instance, 1953, the movie Shane. It's a great movie. Alan Ladd, title character, retired gunslinger, decides to help ranchers. I mean, it set the standard for the underdog hires the good bad guy to come in and help. Shane, 1953. Jaws, 1975. Absolutely. Absolutely. How many great lines? You're going to need a bigger boat. I mean, how many great lines in that one movie? Rocky, 1976. If you've not seen Rocky, I question your manhood. Just
Rocky 4 in particular, the best one.
Which one was 4?
That was one where I fought the Russian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will break you. Go for it. Oh, man. And then, you know what? I'll be honest with you. One of the greatest movie quotes ever you could use to teach manhood actually came from one of those culminating movies, Rocky Balboa, the one where he's talking to his son on the street.
Yeah.
And he says, it ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit and get back up. And he just has this great speech.
It's an iconic clip, yeah.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you about that later. Predator, 1987. Oh, yeah. Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. Die Hard, 1988. Absolutely. Yep. And then this one I didn't see coming. I don't even really like this movie a lot, Roadhouse. I always thought Roadhouse was just kind of bizarre.
I've never even seen Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. I've heard jokes about it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. The guy he played, Dalton, could take on a room full of drunks, but being a real man knows he uses violence as a last resort. Okay. I get it. But you know what? Here's the bottom line, you guys, as we head to the break. Real men know how to be real men. And toxic masculinity, that's a farce. Toxic masculinity is not toxic masculinity. It's just people being toxic. You can be toxic as a female. You can be toxic as a male. If you're doing things that offend other people, that encroach upon other people's space, that are insensitive to other people's needs or wants or rights, then it's not toxic masculinity. It's just toxic behavior. That's the difference. The idea that somehow manhood has to be attacked because there's bad people doing bad things, the idea is really that we need more manhood, not less. So happy International Men's Day. Let there be feasting. I still want my mutton and a big tankard of ale. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.